Everybody say full of the Holy Spirit. Don't just look for someone that's full of faith, but try somebody that's full of faith and also full of the Holy Ghost. There's a difference. You can be Holy Ghost filled. Don't just find somebody that goes to church. Amen. Amen. But find somebody that brings a little bit of church home with them. Amen. So I said, full of the Holy Ghost. Get somebody that's got some power. Amen. They can get the job done. Do you have the Holy Ghost? That's one thing. One question was this, as I was praying, I got this. Listen, when we talk about being full of the Holy Ghost, you need to ask the question, do they have the Holy Ghost? Well, the Baptists might say, well, everybody got the Holy Spirit. Somewhat true, right? Everybody's got it. Once you're saved, you get it. Somebody say, amen, you get the Holy Ghost. Well, do they have the relationships and people that you walk with have the Holy Ghost? How many of your friends got the Holy Ghost? People believing strong and standing in the faith. You call the walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Well, that's a spiritual thing. Spiritually discerned is spiritually done, right? You got to be baptized in the what? Holy Ghost. Well, someone says, well, I got the Holy Ghost. Well, you might have the Holy Ghost. Well, the other question is, does the Holy Ghost have you? That's a little bit better, isn't it? You might have the Holy Ghost, but does the Holy Ghost have you? Are you under the influence of the Holy Ghost? Are you under the inspiration, influence of the Holy Spirit? Are you walking according to your own understanding? It's one thing to receive the Holy Spirit. You know, there's a baptism. You know, the baptism of water is when we identify that we are Christians. And we accept Jesus Christ. But the baptism of the Holy Ghost is when God says we are His. Amen. When we get baptized in water, we tell the world, listen, Jesus is mine. But when you get baptized by fire, that's God saying, that one's mine. Have you been baptized in the fire of the Holy Ghost? He will sanctify you with what? Fire! There is a fire of the Holy Ghost. There's a fire of the Holy Ghost. Do you hear what I'm saying? God wants you. What do you do with sacrifices? You burn sacrifices, right? Said, present your bodies to God, a living and acceptable what? Well, what is God going to do with that living and acceptable sacrifice? So we say, burn it up with the Holy Ghost. We've got to be on fire with God. Amen? On fire with the anointing of the Holy. You can leave it, or you can like it or leave it. Somebody say amen. You don't have to take all this stuff. Not everybody hears every word and gets to take it and run with it. Amen. But the word today is, listen, you need to find people that are full of faith this morning. Amen. The other thing is, you need to find people that are not only full with faith, but filled with the fire of the Holy Ghost and the power of God, that you might be able to live the life that God wants you to live. Amen? Be full of what? The Holy Ghost. In the book of Acts, Acts chapter 2, let's go there. Somebody give me my Bible. Y'all don't mind if we go there again. People need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. I tell you what, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is so important. We were going to talk about confession. That you can tell where a person is going by the words of their mouth. The Bible says that, listen, if a man can control his tongue, he can control what? His whole course of life. Right? Well, listen, the Holy Ghost can't control you until he controls your what? Your tongue. That's why tongues are so important, because by the tongue, it's like a ship. And it's a rudder. Do you hear what I'm saying? Amen. You just wander around. But when the Holy Ghost gets a hold of you, even to the point where you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, amen, and he grabs a hold of that tongue, amen, and he sanctifies that tongue and fills it, what starts to happen with us? He starts to control your life. He starts to direct your path by the Holy Ghost. That's why you pray every day. And when you're getting in the prayer language, amen, everybody should have a prayer language. And when you're praying in the Holy Ghost, that's the Holy Ghost getting the holy that morning and controlling your life. Said, building yourself up in the most holy faith, praying in the what? Holy Ghost. Now, praying in the Holy Ghost is not saying, well, I just felt like my spirit felt like praying that. That's what some people would say, that praying in the Spirit is. Everybody turn to Jude 20. Say, everybody. Amen. Should be baptized in the Holy Ghost. The evidence of what? Speaking in tongues. Amen. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most what? Holy faith. How? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Say it one more time. But ye beloved, building up yourself, how? We talk about that God wants to be our strength. The strength of our life. You know, how to have the strength of God that we would be able to stand in the last days. Well, listen, you want to stand like a strong tower, you got to build yourself up. You got to exercise your spirit. And how do you build yourself up in the most holy faith? By praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, praying in the Spirit or praying in the Holy Ghost, Paul said that when my spirit prays, what? My mind is what? Unfruitful. So that we understand that when we pray in the Spirit, our mind is unfruitful as to what is going on. So it's just not saying, I just felt spiritual enough, you know. I prayed a really nice spiritual prayer, and that's how we pray in the Spirit. When we pray in the Spirit, we pray by the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Spirit within us praying. Everyone should do what? Pray in the Holy Ghost. And if you want God to control your life and to order your steps and to control your steps and control your life, if you want some direction in your life, what do you have to do? Pray in the Holy Ghost so that God might direct your steps. How many want to change direction in your life? Many people aren't able to change direction in their life. They're not able to turn around or repent. Well, listen, if you're too weak to turn around and repent over a situation, amen, too weak to make a decision and you don't know where to go, well, if you pray in the Holy Ghost, what's going to happen? That rudder that controls your life, do you hear what I'm saying? Will start to turn. Somebody say, my prayer language will change the direction in my life. Because if you can control the tongue, you can control someone's entire course. Now let's go to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Everybody said they were all filled. And began to do what? With other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Then if you jump on down to verse 17, it says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all what? And your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see vision, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on your servants and on your handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall do what? Prophesy. Everybody say, be ye filled with the Holy Ghost. Say it one more time. Be ye filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, if you receive Jesus, the first thing that Jesus does, how many have been born again? Amen. Well, the first assignment that Jesus will do to the born again believer is do this. Let's go right there. Verse 32. And this Jesus hath God raised up, where are we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, hath shed forth this which you now see and hear. So Jesus is in the heavenly place, right? Highly exalted, seated beside the Father, doing what? Shedding forth the Holy Ghost. Filling people with the Holy Ghost. Do you see that, what I see? Someone said, well, listen, I'm just into Jesus. Well, I tell you what Jesus is into. It says what he's doing. This new excellent ministry that he has. Pouring himself out into the hearts of others. Let's read. So who does this filling of the Holy Ghost? Jesus. Let's read it again. And Jesus, let's read it together. Verse 32. This Jesus hath God raised up, where are we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath done what? Shed forth or poured this out. So where did this baptism in the Holy Ghost come from? Jesus, which we now see and hear. Now, how many of you want this baptism of fire? this new life that only Jesus can bring. Amen. Well, this is how you get it. Peter said in verse 38, and Jesus said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins, and ye shall do what? What shall you do? What will you do if you, when you repent, when you turn your life around, you should do what? Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Everybody say, you just receive it. Jesus gives it and you receive it. That's as easy as it is. He gives it, you receive it. The Bible says of the abundance of the heart, the mouth does what? Speaks. Whatever's in your heart in abundance, it's going to come out of your mouth. Well, everyone got filled in their spirit with the Holy Ghost, their tongue began to profess what was on the inside of them. So when you're filled with God and you're filled with spiritual things, guess what's going to come out of your mouth? Spiritual words. Right? So you can expect that to happen. Let's turn to two verses. We're just building your faith. Acts chapter 8, verse 20. When you get it, Brother Jesse, grab that black mic and get up there and read it for me. Amen. Sister Rita, get me Acts chapter 10, verse 45. Denise, give me Acts chapter 11, verse 11. Mary, and give me Luke chapter 11, verse 13 through 15. And y'all just get up there one run after the other, and I want you to read these things. Amen? Read it like a preacher. Can you turn his mic on? Go ahead.
But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money.
Amen. So the gift of God, which is the Holy Ghost, it can't be bought. It's just what? Receive. Who's got my next verse? Go on, Denise. You give yours or read it. Go on.
The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles.
Okay, Denise. For they heard them speaking in tongues. Well, that's one verse. What was that read that you just read? Everybody, 45 and 46, let's go there real quick. There's an interesting point there that we need to make. Everybody say initial evidence. Has anyone ever heard the doctrine of initial evidence? Well, they say, how do you know someone's been baptized in the Holy Ghost? Well, the Bible way to tell whether someone's been baptized in the Holy Ghost is that, for we have heard them do what? Acts chapter 10:46. Write these scriptures down. Well, actually, we can go even back farther. Let's go to 44. And while Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they, all of the circumcision which believed, were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speaking with tongues and magnifying God. They answered Peter. Amen. So one way to tell that an individual is baptized or filled with the Holy Ghost is when you hear them magnifying God in a prayer language. What do you got, Denise? 1352, is that where you're going?
You told me 1111.
Okay, go ahead.
At that very moment, three men stood before the house where I was, having been sent to me from Caesarea.
Keep reading. Go on down to 16 or 17.
Then the Spirit told me to go with them, doubting nothing. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. And he told us how he had seen an angel standing in his house, who said to him, "Send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who will tell you words by which you and all your household will be saved." And as he began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them as upon us at the beginning. Then I remembered the word the Lord said, how he said, the word of the Lord, how he said, "John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit."
Denise, just go on down to 30, because I'm looking here ahead in the Bible, and I see our whole premise for today here. Go on.
"If therefore God gave them the same gift as he gave us when we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could withstand God?" When they heard these things, they became silent, and they glorified God, saying, "Then God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance to life." Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but the Jews only. But some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene, who, when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists, preaching the Lord Jesus. And then the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. The news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. When he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith.
Stop right there. What was he? Full of what?
The Holy Spirit.
He was a good man because he was full of what?
The
Holy Ghost and of faith. Everybody say it again. Full of the Holy Ghost.
Ghost.
And of faith. That's what God's trying to get us today. Amen. Keep going.
And a great many people were added to the Lord.
When you find a man that's full of, a good man that's full of the Holy Ghost and full of faith, what's going to be the evidence of that? What happens after that? What happens after people get full of faith and get full of the Holy Ghost? Read in verse 24 and tell me what happens. What was that? And what after that? And what after that? What's the sign after that? When people get full of faith and get full of the Holy Ghost, what's that? The church grows. Somebody say, and listen, and much people were added unto the Lord. Everybody say, much people were added. When people get full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost, things happen. Stephen was a man full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost, and look what happened. Look how many were added to the Lord by his message that he preached. And here this man also was a man full of faith and also full of the Holy Ghost. Say, I will be full of the Holy Ghost. Now, I want to pray for every individual. Amen. For every individual that has not been baptized in the Holy Ghost. That's just some scripture that we read tonight. Amen. The Word. Amen. They preached the Word and the Holy Ghost fell on all those that heard the Word. Amen. Now, if you've not been baptized in the Holy Ghost, why wait? Amen? Why wait? Don't wait. Do God. You know, go for God with all of your heart right now. Amen. So everybody stand to your feet right now. In the last days, see, people, we haven't been taught in these last days Amen. The important things to remain strong and stay stable in the end. Amen. In the New Testament church, every New Testament believer was baptized with the Holy Ghost. And in more cases than not, every time they were baptized with the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Ghost fell on any of them in the New Testament, they spoke with tongues. Don't wait, you know. You can be led aside, you can be led by other people's words, amen, but you can be led by your own spirit and by the Holy Ghost. God, it's not God's desire that you be led by your own understanding, by your own head, by the things you can figure out on your own. How many would just like to walk in the Spirit or flow with God? You want some control over where your head goes, where your heart goes, where your mind goes. Well, you can do that by stabilizing yourself by reading the Word of God and praying in the Holy Ghost. Everybody say, pray in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Now, everybody that doesn't have a prayer language, come up here right now. Come on. If you want to, amen, come up here. If you don't have a prayer language, come on. Come on, amen, praise God. Hallelujah, don't wait. Come quickly. Praise God, isn't this great? This is where it all begins. This is where it all begins, right here. Someone say, baptism in the Holy Ghost. See, you never know. See, how many of you knew that we had as many people hadn't been baptized in the Holy Ghost yet? Now, Brother Jesse, you got to help me a little bit. But why don't you help him a little bit and talk about, we're going to lay hands on him. And the Bible says they sent the apostles out, and when they had laid hands on them, they all did what? They all received the Holy Ghost. So we lay the hands and you just receive the Holy Ghost. Now people expect the Holy Ghost to come on them and make them do this and make them do that. Now there are some anointings, amen, that are that strong, and it does happen. Amen. But it's a yield. We yield to the Spirit of God. The Bible said they begin to speak. Did you notice that in the book of Acts? And they began to speak as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance, right? And utterance means he just gave them what to say. He put it in their heart. He put an inspiration in their heart or a seed in their heart as to what they were saying down on the inside of their spirit. But they began to say what the Holy Spirit gave them to say. And many times, more than not, when we pray for people to get baptized in the Holy Ghost, when people have that understanding, they receive more quickly. Because many people think, well, they're going to receive just something jumping on their mouth, making their lips flabber. Well, that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches they begin to speak. You do the speaking, amen, and he'll give the utterance. So when the Holy Ghost gives the utterance, you have to make the choice to do what? The speaking. Paul says, when I pray, didn't he say, I pray? Said, for when I pray, my spirit prays within me. So say, I pray, amen, with my spirit. So what are we going to do? We're going to lay hands as the Bible teaches, right? And you receive, amen, the Holy Ghost give, or Jesus gives the utterance, right? And you speak. Isn't that easy? Can we agree with that? Do y'all understand that? Hallelujah. Praise God. And when do you stop speaking? Never. When do you stop speaking? Never. Why be weak when you don't have to? Amen. Why have a weak house? Well, you build yourself up in this holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And in a point in everyone's Christian life, they get to a point to where they just can't walk any farther. You can only walk this thing out a little. I'm thinking it's only like a couple steps in the flesh, and then you got to switch over to the other side, where it's a spiritual walk. I don't understand you people that have been saved for years not baptized in the Holy Ghost. They're walking in circles. Because God wants us to go from glory to glory. And in the book of Acts, it said that the glory of the Lord filled the house. It's a spiritual experience. Amen. For the mind of man cannot comprehend the things of God. But they are spiritually discerned. Amen. Now let's pray this together. Say, I will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I will pray in the Holy Ghost daily. Well, bless God. Now, why don't you, some of you that are strong in the Lord, come on up here with me. Amen. Holla, just stand behind him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You baptized in the Holy Ghost, Tommy? Set free, healed, and delivered? Amen. Got everything you need? Need anything else? Huh? Praise God. You enjoying yourself? Praise God. I'm glad you are. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, brother.
Thank God.
Boys, you will be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, just put your hands up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many got faith? Say, I will receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. With evidence of speaking tongues. Amen. And just put your hands up and close your eyes. I'm going to lay my hands on you. Amen. And when I lay hands on, the power of God's going to come over you. Amen. And you just loose your lips and let the Holy Ghost flow. Amen. And don't do it real weak. Do it strong. Yell them out, scream them out, and keep doing it. Amen. Say, I will have a strong prayer language and I won't be ashamed of it. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth in Jesus' name. Open your mouth. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth. Glory. So you got to get it out of your feet to your mouth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Filled with the Holy. Open your mouth. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Open. Oh, get her. Hallelujah. Filled. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Help him. Filled with the Holy Ghost. There you go. There you go. Hallelujah. You're doing good, brother. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to ask you, if you can prophesy, you can speak in holy, loose the tongue in the name of Jesus. Fire shut up inside his bones in the name. Loose that tongue. Yeah, I tell you why it's so hard and why the enemy likes to keep these young people away from the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The devil doesn't like to loose their tongue because when their tongue is loosed, the direction of their life is loosed. Do you hear what I'm saying? There, don't even see, it's hard to try to get someone's future without arresting their tongue by the Holy Ghost. Somebody say amen. Say, I belong to Jesus. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Just open that mouth right now in the name of Jesus. Brung vrendi stela mana obra tika maham brendu de la babra taba. There it is. Yeah, maham. Oh, glory to God. Oh! How filled in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. There's a fresh anointing on this boy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Loose the tongue in the name of Jesus. Loose that tongue in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Loose that total deliverance in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bring vrandoste brandi de le brambana hichileha. Go on and minister to him. Go on and minister to him right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Stir up the gift. Stir up the gift. Stir it up. Stir up that gift in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Just shout it out. Glory to God. Be bold. Hallelujah. Just be bold. It's right there. There's an anointing. Oh, glory to God. I've never. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come here, you do. Hallelujah. See, we can just pray. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. I can come back there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. I love you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Filled with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Fire. Hallelujah. Filled with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Control of these lives. Arrest that tongue in the name of Jesus. Fire! Right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. More joy, more peace, more Alebro, surrender, surrender right now in the name of Jesus. Yield to the Holy Ghost. Yield to the Holy Ghost. Yield to the things of God. Yield to the Spirit of God in Jesus' name. Brung from this stella bramba de dubba de stella maha. Praise God. Praise. Stay right there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Pray there with them. Glory to God. Pray there with them. A lot of times the people are having difficulty receiving. It's an error. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Y'all just get up here and pray with people. Don't. Amen. Just pray with them. And those that have already received, keep them. Continue. Let them continue in that prayer language. Somebody say amen. Let them continue in it. Hallelujah. crystal minister. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Help him. It's just instruction. It's just hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for Nathan, Jesus. Thank you for Nathan, Jesus. Thank you for Nathan, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Oh, pure, pure, purity, holiness in the name of Jesus. A well of life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Spiritual awakening in the name.